we drove all the way down from Casper, did you?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and talk. That's a long drive first thing in the morning.
It is.
So somebody else was driving, you slept?
No, we talked.
Okay. Oh, we talked. Okay. Two women in the car. Makes sense.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're coming together here to talk about an idea that you have, and I want to know where you came up with a vision for the McKenzie Home and explain to people what exactly that is.
Okay, sure. Great. The McKenzie Home is going to be a transitional home for single mothers and their children.
Mm-hmm.
In Wyoming, we do not have anything like this, and we have a great need. Almost 33% of children born in Wyoming are born to single moms. But those aren't the only single moms we're addressing. You know, single moms can become single through divorce, abandonment, a husband imprisoned, or even death of a husband. And so we have a lot of these single moms that fall between the cracks. So the McKenzie Home will be a transitional home that those that are not making it well on their own with their kids can come and be anywhere from a few months to 2 years getting some training, some parenting, maybe a GED, you know, getting what they really need under their belt to be successful parents and citizens for Wyoming.
This is an idea for a statewide program?
It's for the whole state.
Yeah.
And we want to serve the whole state because we have nothing like this in our state. We have, you know, a rescue mission, and we have some other things on a smaller level, but nothing to this extent that's really going to help educate them and to do this. So it's for our whole state first of Wyoming. But, of course, people from out of state can come for help there and be referred to us.
How do you stretch something like this across an entire state? Because, I mean, we're talking about a lot of real estate here, a lot of real estate.
Well, the way that we're stretching it across the whole state is the fact that we will have one building,
right,
which will be in Green River, Wyoming.
Okay.
That's the building, but people will come to us from all over the state. They'll be, you know, that some of these women can't even really continue to live in their own community. They need to be away from their community. So they'll be referred to us, and we will be screening women from all over Wyoming to be able to come to us and live at the McKenzie
Home. Let's talk about the referral process. How does that work?
That can come through different agencies. It can come through churches. It can even, as we continue to advertise, I'm getting calls already, and we're not even in existence yet. I'm getting calls from individuals, women that are struggling, and saying, I heard about this. Can I come? Can I, you know, be screened and my children? And it really makes me sad because there's such a need, and we're not open yet.
How many people do you think you'll be able to accept when you get to your maximum?
Sure. We will have 24 rooms, and they'll be the size of probably like a large hotel room, you know, with full bath and all of that. We will have 24 rooms and then a community kitchen in it. It'll serve not only the 24 moms, but up to two and possibly three children for each mom, small children. So we're anticipating, because they could stay a few months or up to 2 years, we're anticipating anywhere from 200 to 250 that we're going to serve over a year period of time.
That means they're going to need a little bit of help in those rooms, especially if they're a brand new mom. They're definitely going to need help. They can't do this alone.
Right.
Even with the other ladies that are in there.
Right, exactly. So we really love the fact that since we have been working on this, we have so many people that have come forth and said, we want to be volunteers. We want to help. We want to serve. You know, and there are a lot of people in that community that want to volunteer. But we will also, of course, have, which we will hire, house moms, you know, that kind of a thing for accountability and to make sure everything's running well.
We got a fundraiser coming up, but hold that thought. Mm-hmm. Volunteers, how do you do that?
Well, at the time, right now, my biggest volunteers are my board. I have a board of 19 over three counties. And this is part to spread the word and also that we want the state to know that we are representing everyone. So we have those as volunteers. And then the other volunteers will come along further as we get the building built right before opening. You know, then we'll be interviewing with people.
Okay, so you're going to start with the building from scratch then?
Oh, yes. Okay. We have to.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, besides the volunteers there at the facility, I would guess then you would need some help across the state, maybe even the region, to bring people in. So it's not just going to be that one home base, is it?
It's going to start there. We really want to kind of be the template for this. You know, we're going to be very big. It's a very hefty price tag to build this building because it'll be also an educational building. There'll be a multi-purpose room, not just these rooms, but office space for local people to rent and lease, and then also multi-purpose rooms to have events so we can do our own fundraisers and classroom space for these women. And that's one reason why the people in the community and the state are excited, because instead of just trying to get one woman at a time to get to them who may not have a car or means, they can come to us, and they want to come to us, and they can help and work with maybe 5, 6, 10 moms at a time in our facility.
Classroom setting, where do the teachers come from?
Well, the teachers are not necessarily teachers as we would see them in, like, the educational field. When we're talking about teachers, they could be from a bank who who's going to be a financial, you know, advisor to teach them how to budget. There can be people from like social services that will come in with maybe parenting and resources for them. So those are the kind of people that are going to come in. Wyoming workforce will come in teaching them about, you know, how to apply for a job and how, you know, the ethics of working a job. And these are the different people that will come in and teach.
Then what is the process after their time is up to get them back into the community? Because that's going to be hard to stand someone back up again.
Well, the goal is, as I said, some of these moms just need a few months maybe to get on their feet, and we can transition them out in a positive situation. They may just have fallen on some hard times temporarily. Other moms may need to get a GED. In Sweetwater County, they are offering, put together a couple of programs that the college and Rocky Mountain Power and the hospital for a 9-month certification to be able to work like in the mines. And that doesn't actually mean the mining, but, you know, in the administration part. So that's what our plan is to do, is what are their needs? What's their individual needs? We don't have a cookie-cut program, you know, other than the program for accountability while they're living there.
Where did the idea come from?
Well, the idea came from many, many years ago, really. My husband and I, for 18 years in Wyoming, were foster parents to over 140 children. And the one thing that I noticed, because I love children and I love moms, was that the majority of these kids were coming from single-parent homes, mostly moms. And it made me so sad that I thought, if some of these moms could really get the help that they need, and even though there's some resources out there, it wasn't really covering housing needs and some of these other things, but if they could get with the needs that covered that they have, they could really be good parents, and they could take care of their kids. And so years went by, and I saw this building in Green River that is an old school that was burned, you know, and damaged, could not be used. And that's when my heart fell on that building, said that's going to be the McKenzie home.
Okay. So fundraiser, the 11th, that's going to be this weekend. Where?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be in Casper this time. We've had 3 fundraiser banquets in Rock Springs, and now we're trying to move across the state. So in Casper, we're going to have it this year. It'll be at the M, which is an event venue downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be at 6:00 in the evening. So we have been giving tickets out. We have the banquet underwritten. We're not charging, but just for the cater and account. So right now we've got about 225 people coming, which is great, between politicians, foundation heads, people in the community, and they really want to know about the McKenzie home.
How else, because I know everybody can go up to Casper on the 11th, right. So how else do they get involved? Got to be a website up and information?
Absolutely. The website is themckenziehome.org. So all together, lowercase,
yeah.
Right. They can also reach out to me. My name is Deborah Murky. The McKenzie name is not my personal name.
Okay.
And my number is 307-267-8394. And they can reach out to me by phone. I have people all over the state calling me.
Yeah. Where did the McKenzie name come from?
I have a granddaughter that we lost her to cancer at 5 years old.
Okay.
And she was adopted by my daughter and son-in-law. She was born to a single mom. And so that definitely fits, because she was born to a single mother. They fought with her and for her for 5 years through the cancer, but then we lost her. And it was actually the day of her funeral, going up to the cemetery, that I saw the building, and it said, "Take me home. I'm yours."
So you got a lot of work to do between now and when do you anticipate the opening?
Our big goal right now, we're at phase 2. We had to first purchase the building, and so we purchased that this year in January. Our next phase this year is we need to level what is there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're raising money for that, and that's part of the banquet. We have a couple foundations that, since we've purchased the building, they're more serious looking at us, which is great. We have a couple foundation grants that of large, large sums of money to be able to apply to this. So this next year really is to raise that money that we need to level the building. We want to save a lot of the bricks because it is an icon in Wyoming. Right. And then we will look at building probably in 2007, 2008.
Corporate sponsors?
We have some.
Okay.
Yep, we have some of that. And we'll take any sponsorship,
okay,
any foundation, anybody that has a heart and would like to be part of a legacy in Wyoming for the next generations for these moms and kids.
Let's get them to the website again first.
Yep. The website is themckenziehome.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's very simple to remember. Mm-hmm. And the event, again, is this Saturday?
This Saturday, April 11th at the M downtown in Casper at 6 p.m.
And can they just walk in, or do they need to make reservations?
No, they would need to call me or get a hold of me on our website if they want some tickets.
Okay.
Because and we are very close.
One more time for the website?
TheMackenzieHome.org.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.